Blog Talk Radio.
Getting closer to the dream, girl, I'm trying. Damn, don't it feel like it's flying? Top both hands in the sky. Champagne, pain for the fire. Damn it, it ain't even Friday. Daddy got a Porsche on the highway. Top both hands in the sky. Pray don't nobody fight it.
No pressure, no pressure, no pressure. Good evening. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and I'm joined by my sexy, sultry voice diva, Mrs. VIP. Hey, diva, how you doing tonight?
Hi, diva. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, actually. Using the wrong device. I'm holding up the wrong device to my face to talk, and I'm glad you're still here. I'm okay. I had a really, really good day. It was progressive, productive, and I'm happy with myself. When I can have days like that and I can, you know, put the work in and then some, it makes me feel good. Ladies and gentlemen, you have just entered the love zone, and we're doing this tonight, you know, as a kind of like a request for a particular person. You know, this is normally the erotic love zone, but we feeling sappy tonight, and we want some of them love pieces. The topic will be given to you after I finish this introduction. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And this is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Diva, I got my Raw Links on. You got yours on?
And you know this, my favorite one, says the poet.
I know that's right. Yes, 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 yes. I think that's... Yeah, I think that is my favorite. I have so many of them. Lord, have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
But let me finish doing this introduction, and you people will see why these Raw Links mean so much to us. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1 to engage us. We'd love you to. Now, before I go any further, I would like to give a special shout-out and a thank you to someone who is a very good friend of mine. And he is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is also the CEO of Raw Links, those beautiful pieces of jewelry that we talk about. And to acquire them, just one second. All right, I'm moving a little bit too fast. I don't know what it is. My mouth is moving faster than my brain or something. But his name is Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas. And you guys can acquire those beautiful pieces of jewelry, as I was saying, over at rawlinksberaw@facebook.com. And if you can't get them from there, please holler at any one of us here in Epiphany, and we will make sure that you get to adorn your body with what you want to create, or you can allow For Real to create it for you. But I guarantee you won't be disappointed. Now, Diva, back to this topic. My goodness. I really, when this was mentioned to me, automatically words just start flying around in my head. I'm like, where is, let me grab my tablet, my pen, or something before I lose these words. It was really inspiring to me. I think it's a beautiful question to ask.
It is. I think so, too. Very.
It is. What elements represent your love, ink? Oh, man. How do you feel about that, Eva?
There's many elements or aspects of love, so... not sure. I mean, if in an ideal relationship, you would have the right combination, but sometimes it's not that simple. So, you know, there's too many.
Okay. All right. Well, when it comes down to elemental love, I feel connected to all of them, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
In some form or another, it depends on who I'm with and the mood I'm in. I think I have a little bit of all of them in me.
Right.
So, you know, it depends. It depends. And I think that I exude them at certain times as well, you know. So. But Diva, I am ready.
Yes,
ready. Yeah, with this hot tray without you.
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay, well, I tell you what then, because I'm gonna let you go first. I'm gonna step down off the stage. I'm gonna adjust the spotlight, and whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Elemental love starts with humility, because we're no better than the other. However, he makes me want to be a better person. There has to be communication. No one's a mind reader, but I will teach and I can learn. One big thing is integrity. Your word is bond. Loyalty is one of the most important elements. Why be together if you need more than one? Making me an option, not your choice. Be truthful. Don't lie. You don't have to, because I'm easy to talk to and I listen. I would rather have the truth and be alone than live a lie and be miserable. The elements of love are many, but the most important is love. We just don't date to date. Passion is definitely a need. Be selfless, not selfish. Just making it all about you. Have some compassion. Be considerate. Use forgiveness in times of trouble, remembering the grace and mercy given to you. The elements of love are many, but two must be willing to use them in order for love to succeed. That's that piece.
You must be willing to use them. Hmm. I like that. I do.
Thank you.
I felt the love was in that piece. Oh, nice. Okay. Who must be willing to use them? Hmm. Okay. That'll work.
All right. All right, Diva. I'm going to turn it over to you. You're in the spotlight now, so whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. Thank you. This is called The Elements of My Love. Before I begin to write, I'm aware that I possess all of the elements. So they are present within me, and they flow within the ink for my pen. And I will make love to you through them. When I love you, the water in me is the life giver, sustainer, and replenisher. It is this that I offer to you and why you feel healing in your soul. When I love you, the fire in me is the passion that burns deep within that you feel when I connect with you, spiritually, mentally, physically, and sexually. When I love you, the earth in me is my natural way of keeping me grounded and the logical reasoning I give to you when your earth shifts in a world of chaos. When I love you, the air in me is the reminder that the wings of my heart must fly free, can fly free, will fly free. And what you will always feel when loving me, because true love cannot be caged. And finally, when I love you, the heart in me bonds to the universe in you, giving and giving and giving in mega amounts, because it is infinite, because it harnesses the most powerful of all elements and is the starting point of all creation. Love. And that's that piece.
All right, Diva. One line in there got to me, that your earth and keep grounded, feeling that you're grounded. Mm-hmm. I like that piece. I like that part of it. Because you can't be all ditzy and space rocket all the time about stuff. You got to stay grounded and make logical decisions. Well, be logical. You just can't follow with your feelings because feelings are not reliable.
Not all the time they aren't. Not saying they aren't valid, but sometimes you can't make a logical decision or a good decision when you are your emotions. So, that is the natural way in me that keeps me grounded. I got a lot of earth in me. I have earth in me, I have fire in me, and I have water in me. Capricorn, Leo, and Pisces. All right, so let's get ready to open up this first microphone. Who do we have on the mic? I believe this number belongs to our station manager. We'll find out. Let's open this first mic.
See.
Hello, Poetic, if I'm correct. Welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
Hey, Mrs. VIP. La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
I'm excited about this show. It's been a long time since we actually did the Love Zone, you know.
I don't know whose idea this was, but this is amazing. Pieces y'all started with. I don't know whose idea this was, but this is fire right here.
It is. It's a beautiful, beautiful question to ask, because it stirs up so much. When you think about the elements, man, all of them, some people didn't really get it. They were like, can you explain to me what you mean? I'm like, the elements. You have five major elements. You got
fire,
you have
water, earth,
wind, and heart. That's it, yeah. And it's a beautiful thing because it touches on everything in life. Everything. All the elements exist
everything.
To serve
all
a,
the elements.
A purpose. Yeah, so it's a beautiful thing. Yeah.
That's how you get to tap into your creative juices.
Oh, man. Yes. And it's a lovely thing. Man, oh, man. What do you think, Dila? I think
it is.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, I guess I just have to ask the question because I don't even know how to pose this without asking for your poetry. But I'm going to ask you anyway. Well, you already answered. You know, you already gave your opinion.
Yeah.
Unless you want to elaborate on it.
Absolutely. No, I'll let the piece speak for the question.
There you go.
Step down off this stage and fix that spotlight. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I just want to mold you into the masterpiece of my heart, shape you into the creativity that will make the moon want to start shining so bright from the radiance of your very existence, channeling the flow of water that is your flow essence. And the fluidity of your waves opens a portal into the gateway of your sensual oasis, capturing an image of metamorphosis that changes the trajectory of pain, slowly killing off those things that provide me with nothing to gain, while the color of your spectrum tends to my visual senses, creating harmony while my heart beats like a djembe drum, striking earthly sounds like earthquakes throughout my entire being as the racism in Harlem shakes and the quiver in my tone prepares a way for my gift to on a road I've traveled alone, hoping that peace radiates within my core, while the matters of the heart evens the score, creating a work of art that man cannot produce, but only fathom when the elements of love begin busting loose. In my ink resides the passion of fire, waiting to give you what you require, devoted water tranquility, as the mist pours from heaven my ability, to become one with you in the night air is only to prepare the elements of love in my ink to build and create an oasis and a ring of fire that would never sink down to the earth's core, but rather have me yearning for more of you, more of you, from the mind of poetic.
Wow, that's beautiful. Just
go ahead, Diva.
Look, it's just beautiful. A lot of the poets have that type of quality, and I don't even know if it applies to myself. But with Van, I catch on to one line, and all of a sudden something gets better, and I catch on to that one. And man, by the time it's done, I'm like, okay, which one do I do? Because they're all very, very well put together. And I'm like, no. So I can't even, you know, bring it up. But I loved it. I mean, I got the flying, so that's a good thing.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I thought this was very, very beautiful. So sappy. But this
I'm
is
just
really
saying
sappalicious.
Sappalicious.
No. Now, sappalicious, Mr. Sappalicious, he ain't even here yet. Let's not even get started. this is absolutely beautiful. You said mold you into the creativity of my heart. Well, damn. Everything, the poetry, just the love of life, everything starts in the heart. This is really, really nice. The quiver in your tone, mispour of heaven. Well done. All right. Somebody's like, there you go. This is really beautiful.
And nothing wrong with being in love, baby. Nothing wrong with being in love.
I will not get no argument out of me. I'm telling you, I love being in love. So, no, it's nothing wrong with it. It's actually beautiful. It's part of our ascension back to that perfect love. So, man, keep falling. It should fall every day. Every single day. It's a beautiful, beautiful
every day.
Thing, man. It is unmatched, I'm telling you. All right, Poetic, I tell you what, we'll bring you back in a little bit later, if you don't mind, to do the rundown for you, Tiffany. Would you mind?
I mean, if I'm still here, wink, wink, hint, hint.
Oh, Lord, you know it's early, but you can give us a rundown now because I don't want to go opening up your mic.
Absolutely, it'll be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Get Down with your host, J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. And guess what, y'all? It's open mic. So make sure you come through and spit whatever you want to spit. Friday night is open at the moment, and Saturday night, y'all, Saturday night, we have to decide whether or not if it's going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently, or if it's going to be Poetic Therapy. Stay tuned. Either way, you will love it. Sunday night is the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration Paul Sampson and Alonzo. Monday night, y'all, King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night, Mojave returns with, I don't know which show Mojave's going to do. I don't know. Maybe it's going to be Fly Speaking. You know what? I believe it is going to be Fly Speaking. And then next Wednesday, we'll be right back here for the Erotic Love Zone. Not the Love Zone, though, but the Erotic Love Zone.
There you go.
This is VIP and La Per La Negra. Because they enjoy being erotic.
Thank you. All right. I like the little plug in there. That's what's up. All right. Well, I'm going to send you on over there to the Love Lounge. If you can stick around. If not, enjoy the rest of your night. Thank you for coming through.
Thank you.
One love, one mic.
One love,
Take
one mic.
Take your socks off. Baby, baby.
Wow. Okay. All right. That was dope. Mm-hmm. That was dope. As always.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, uh-oh. We in trouble. Because our next caller.
You're always in trouble when he comes in. I know, right?
I tell all the time. We may as well get past the inevitable. Here we go with the verbal mind dancer. Welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing tonight, Joe?
Welcome.
Joe, can you hear us? Are you muted? All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to get back to him.
Can you hear me now?
Oh. Oh, Lord. Hold on. It might cut you off. Hold the voice. You know, my thing, my devices, they are so slow sometimes. All right, we're back to you. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you now. Can you hear me? Good evening, La Perla Negra.
Yeah.
How y'all doing?
Okay.
How
are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm good. Cool.
Good. Great to hear from you. Now, don't get started coming up in here, right, regularly, and spoil us, and then just pull away again, okay? Don't do that.
Well,
all right.
Well, I'll try not to, but nothing's guaranteed right now. You know, I just got to ride the wave when it's here and, you know,
absolutely.
Chill on the beach when the tide's going out. You feel me?
I hear you. I get you. Well, anyway, it is great to hear from you once again. I'm glad you got up in here. Man, and I believe my diva has a question to ask you.
All right.
I do. All right, Joe. What elements represent your love, Inc.?
Oh, man. Well, I have to pick, you know, I mean, it's hard to choose just one because you really can't have, you know, nothing with one. You got to mix them up to even have something. So I would have to go with a hydrogen, two parts of hydrogen, one part of oxygen.
That'll work. That'll definitely work. I'm not good at solving chemicals, so.
Yeah. Well, you know, you gotta add the right, you gotta have the right, you know, counts and all that. You know, certain
Absolutely.
Ones would not match together, but you gotta find the ones that match, so you can actually have something to make. You know what I'm saying? So anyhow, yeah. But yeah, definitely hydrogen and oxygen. You know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. That'll work. So what I'm gonna do? Because I know you brought something for us to listen to tonight. You never disappoint. I'm gonna sit down off the stage. I'm going to adjust the spotlight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. So here we go. Water for me. My root needs its moisture. Heavenly heaving mountains spewing my seed to be planted in vases. You just like me, like those comfortable pauses. You just like me, like the comfort of water. It's elemental, my dear, and oh, to be breathing. It's relevant, my favorite element is a blend I believe in. I'm telling this element is meant for receiving wet walls of happiness, the feeling of passages. It's hard to explain the feel of orgasms. Hydrogen in a double dose, oxygen just one, no more. Wet me, girl, and taste your flow. It's elementary to doctor the properties, to mix our elements and rock with me properly. Experience your deliverance and enjoy every drop of me. My adherence to your anatomy, my orbit around liquid highs. Lucidly luscious thighs and lavishly lavish me while I ride the rapids. Hold tight this whole night and slip, slurping, lapping. And wet me, girl, with pearly drippings. VIP treatment with deep soulful whisperings. H2O, my fluid's pure. Hydrate the space now feeling fuller. Hell yes, I'm a rough hair puller. Ears for the short do. Cheers for the short crew. Fear is what I won't do, so leave your inhibitions at the door. Tears of joy mixed with sweat on the floor. Hours in the shower and the tension raises once more. Wet me, girl, with intent and purpose. I'm a water sign on or under the surface. 69 times with mutual slurping. Excuse me, baby. You got me burping. Peace.
Oh, my.
Dang.
You got it, Diva. You go first.
Yo, you. It's the last line for me. It's the last line. Excuse me. What you say? Wait a minute. She got you burping? Well, damn. Oh, you know what? Lord.
Sorry. Sorry, but, yeah, I wasn't really finished, so I just threw that in the piece. But yeah, thank you, I appreciate that.
It's all right. Wow, that piece was decent. I think I forgot the rest of the piece when I heard that last line. Wait a minute, I had to tie my hair back for a second. That was dope, yo.
I appreciate that.
Yo, we talked about a lot of wetness up in there, and that's all good.
Okay.
You be hype, though. It's a love show tonight.
Yeah,
what's
it
your
is.
Sign?
Just why I have to have my ice water.
What's your cancer?
That's why I have ice water on tap all the time. Cool my ass off.
I hear that. What'd you say?
No, I just said, what'd you say?
I asked you, what sign are you, a Cancer?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I say 69 time with mutual slurping. Excuse me, baby, you got
the burp. Okay. Okay. Yeah, that is your what's the name sign? The 69 check. Yeah. I'm Pisces, so okay. Okay. All right.
Oh,
I have to remember that this is the love zone, not the erotic love zone.
I know,
tonight.
Right?
I'm trying to be good. I'm trying to be good. That piece was all right.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
You
were starting
trouble. Lordy.
Yeah, you know, like you say, it's elemental. It's elemental. Shit.
Absolutely. Let me tell you something.
That's a water part.
Water is life, okay? I don't play with it. Yeah, us water signs, we know more about it than anybody. Trust me. We understand the ebb and flow of everything, okay? Man, look. That was really, really dope piece, Joe. Thank you so much for coming up in here. Oh, man. I'm gonna send you over there to the Love Lounge. Poetic is still over there, I believe so. He probably, I hope he got his head above water. We'll find out when you get over there. All right, Joe.
Tell me, baby,
you
can
much.
You stand up, right? Yeah, all right.
Now.
I love keeping it wet. Yeah, I dig that song. That's all. This is one of them songs, you know. One of them songs.
Absolutely.
Perfectly written.
Yeah.
Perfectly
and you
written, perfectly sung,
it,
everything.
Man.
Yeah.
You have to sing along with that, John. It just it moves you from first beat to the last. Yeah.
I mean, first, you know, sunny days, everybody loves them. Tell me, baby. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I love that song.
Tell me, baby. Yes, yes. Every word in that song. I mean,
yeah.
It says, oh, Lord, how much is it? You get me caught
yeah,
up
song,
in there,
that man. That song was written with purpose.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That, you know what? I think that song was written by somebody who fell in love. They knew they was in love, but they might have been a little afraid, and they needed some assurance. And this is what they
well,
wanted
you know,
to
like,
ask
you know,
that particular person.
Like, you know, like I say, can you handle rough times? You know what I mean? Can you stand the rain?
Absolutely. Not just the good days, but the bad days, the unbalanced days.
Yeah,
so you even out that chaos in my life.
Hey, the Pearl and Negro, one question before I roll out. Are you wet?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm wet all the time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, let me step all out, man. Y'all continue the show, man. I'm digging the show.
One love, one mic. Yo, I am trying to find a radio. Oh, here we go. I'm gonna play this real quick. I do a station ID.
This is Tiffany Radio.
Take
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Love Zone, and you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please press that one. Join us. Diva,
yes.
We got our show. We got the CEO of Epiphany coming up in here. Wait a minute. His name is just him. Or Mr. I'm him. I think that's what it is. How you doing tonight? Mm-hmm. I'm going to say For Real because I can't remember the exact name. Now, how you doing tonight, For Real?
Hey, what it do? What it do?
Hey, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right.
Can you tell us who exactly it is you are tonight?
Oh, just him. I'm just him. He is with him.
Okay.
Oh my.
He all right.
Okay.
Yeah, just him. The boy.
All right, so yeah, ladies and gentlemen, this is just him, the poet, tonight. Okay, we got him up in the Love Zone tonight. So, this was a last minute switch thing, you know, you know, from the erotic side of the Love Zone. So we had to step back in time a little bit, you know, and I think it's pretty dope. I see you've been listening a little bit, so I want to ask you, you know, what elements represent your love ink?
What elements represent my love making?
Love ink. I-N-K, ink.
My love, what elements represent my, I would like to say water as well.
Okay.
You know, I like when I like to allow it to flow. I like it to flow. I don't like it to, you know, be forced, you know.
Right.
But as it flows, when it comes to the, you know, like white water rapids where it begins to rush, that's because the energy is moving properly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a writer, what I'm saying is that, you know, I don't like to think about, I like it to come to me and just easily flow across them loose leaf sheets that we write upon.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that as I let it flow, then it does come as a rush and you can't stop that finger, your fingers from moving. You know, you're writing so quickly because it's coming to you so rapidly. If you can understand it that way.
Yes. I do. That's what I was talking about earlier. When I was given this prompt, the words just started flowing, and I couldn't find my pen fast enough. I couldn't unlock my tablet fast enough to put them down, but I did it, and I love it when I get inspired like that from a few words, you know what I mean, because everything is just, it's on an even keel, and that's beautiful. It's simplistic, so I get what you're saying. I definitely get what you're saying. Yeah. So, how are you feeling tonight, though?
I'm feeling pretty cool. I'm really, you know, preparing for the plantation and whatnot like that. But other than that, I'm feeling pretty cool. You know, listening to the program, it's a nice thing. You know, we just start your night.
Oh, yeah. What a better way to start your night off than to talk about the elements of love. Ooh.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I'm really surprised to be here tonight. I'm really surprised to be here tonight.
Well, what a pleasant surprise.
What'd you say?
Absolutely. It's a pleasant surprise.
No, you know why? Yeah, you know why I say that?
Why?
Because I didn't press one, and I'm like, wow, what's going on up in this joint?
Well, so I'm not impressed because your hand is absolutely raised.
Mm-hmm.
It must have been a butt dial. It had to
be
a butt dial.
It must have been forced to have it. It could have been. But, well, since I got you up in here, could you bless us with some of your wonderful poetry anyway?
Yeah.
If
well,
you don't mind.
Y'all like dragged me up in this joint, you know. I wasn't prepared to do anything. I wasn't prepared to say hello to you ladies, but, you know, got me up in here.
My.
I'll just do the first thing. I don't know if it's romantic love or erotic. I just pulled up something and I'll do it.
All right, well, okay. I'm not going to hold you. The mic is yours.
Thank you, Ms. Pearlie. She is pure energy. She is all-encompassing. She is my muse, and whenever my pen gets stuck, she makes it move. That energy that enters me, my muse, she sparks the fuse that ignites creativity. I write, she makes it easy to be. She is intangible, fluid in her femininity. She surges through me, flooding my arteries. She be more than a poem. She is complete poetry, poetic in the ways that she flows, touching me. How her essence serenades me. She is more than a poem. She is a song that sings to me, a song just for me, my song, my favorite song, R&B, jazz, neo soul, hip hop when she wants to be. See, it's the sweetest, the sweetness that sweeps me. So sweet she be, brown sugar, she be sugary. Her temperament easygoing, such a lady, my baby. The things just loving her causes these eyes to see. Butterflies fluttering fills my sky. She's more than a poem. She is a constant visual. This beautiful rainbow that I've chosen to follow. A treasure on the other side, that pot of gold. When I found her, it was like hitting the lotto. I see stars and I see clovers. I see her face in every bowl when I'm eating cereal. She's erased every single maybe in my life now. She's all my reasons why. The reason why I spit. The reason why I write. She's the reason why I'm reciting this piece. And when I'm finished spitting, I'ma simply drop this mic. Sunlight. Her rays dance and the night sky gives way. Touched by it starts my days. Birds chirp, chirping lightly our favorite song. She's more than a poem. This is love waking me poetically. My miss photosynthesis. Tulips grow envious. She's the pigmentation that gives plants life, long-stemmed. She's my blue indigo rose. She is more than a poem. She is precious, a precious gem set in gold. She be emerald, jasper, moonstone shimmering. She be opal, black and white, onyx, topaz. She be the amethyst that these lips kiss. My diamond on her neck, raw links, well-crafted. With silver accents held together by a clasp that's magnetic. She shines like fresh minted silver on a dime. She's more than a poem. See, shit, she's a raw links poetry bracelet. See, she sparkles, she glitters beneficial. Her healing powers are strong, and I love the way I fit her when I put her on. Why the average shit when you can be raw? See, my pen gets real sappy. Her heart warms the tender fibers within me. She heats my pen and the ink within glides like hot wax across these loose leaf sheets with steam dripping elegance and words. Pronouns and verbs provoked by dreams, fantasies, my forever wantings and longings. All inspired by her.
She's more than the beautiful sound of birds lightly chirping poetically. She is a song by song sang just for me. She is more than just light in the morning sky. She is the sun that shines, that wakes me, shining bright just for me. She is pure energy. She is all-encompassing. She is my muse, the sound of birds chirping, the sun every morning that I'm blessed to see. She could never be average, cause she is uncut, pure, and raw. She is not your average. She is more than just a poem. She is poetry. She is more than just a poem passing. She is more than a fucking poem. More than that. More than a poem. She is poetry. For real, just him. Who is he?
Wow. Wow. I love this. She is the reason why you recite. I love it.
Thank you.
You know, I mean, it's so much, but I love that. She is the morning sun and sunrise and all of that good stuff, but she is the reason why you recite. I love that line the best.
Oh, my God. All of it.
Thank you.
So, it is absolutely beautiful. I can see the picture. Everything that you say that she is, I see it, I visualize it, it's beautiful. And that piece is just amazing. You didn't know what you was going to do, huh? Man, that was awesome. I love your poetry, you know, and you are more than just the poet. You are you're such a performer. Man, I want to get like that. I'm trying to get like that. I'm practicing. I'm trying. But, you know, I love to watch you perform. You've been entertaining me since I was 14, so I'm good. Don't y'all take that the wrong way. Here.
Yeah, it's been a long time. It's been a long time.
It has been lots and lots and lots of years, and each and every one of them have been absolutely beautiful. And I love your poetry. And for real, but I'm sorry, you just him tonight? Just him, right?
Yes, just him.
Okay, well, I'm not gonna hold you much longer because I know you got to, you know, get up in there on the plantation, as you said. But you're gonna have to walk through the Love Lounge anyway, so you're gonna see Poetic is up in there, and Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer is up in there. So I guess you can say hi to them brothers on your way to work. And thank you for coming through. All right.
Hey.
One love.
One love. One mic. Baby,
yes,
baby.
Yes, one love, one baby.
Baby, baby. Yeah. Oh,
can't
man.
Do it like
this. Yo, this poetry that's coming through here is amazing. It is really amazing. Thank you. Shout out to the poet that gave me this prompt. This is beautiful. I got more stuff I want to write because of this. I really do. But that's made of one. That's not for me. All right. This next poet we got coming up in here, Diva, is Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. How y'all doing?
I'm doing all right. You sound energetic and alive tonight. What's good with you, Otto?
I've been driving all day.
Okay.
Driving all day, pissing people, making people mad, you know. And just get around me. That's all I say. Don't get mad. Get around me.
I hear that. Look, my mother used to say, you got two choices. You got three choices. You can go over me, you can go under me, or you can go through me. Make your choice. But I ain't moving. Okay. Okay. So, although I see you've been, I don't know if you heard the topic of the night, but I'm going to ask you the question. What elements represent your love ink?
Compassion.
Say again?
Compassion.
No, we're talking about the five elements. We got earth, water, wind, fire, and heart. Which one of those elements?
Fire.
Fire.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, you can, I guess you can tell us about it in piece that you're going to spit for us.
All right. Well, I'm going to freestyle it. It's not enough words. I want to capture your whole intelligence, speak words and never be divided. I stay excited. Your words are so connect that I just been delighted. Speak for, I adore. You are what I'm coming for. Like I want to explore, love you like never before. You see, I remember the whole adventure. You see, I never pretend love is like the fire and the heat. Never going with the wind, wind that's ever in. Words is the only comprehend, but there's never enough of words. My only comprehension, give you that recognition. Made that decision to only be with you, to only value your sexiness. Ready, let me plant you right in your wet thoughts. Put you in the bed and let you know what I'm thinking, looking ahead. But it's not enough words. My tongue may taste your whole body, but it's not enough words to only view. And only you can see what I value. I want to lick you. I want to stick you, but not enough words just to tell you everything I want to do to you. My words come like with direction and words and my reflection and everything, and I need you to go ahead and take those licks like an interception. These words may follow. I want to go ahead and do something to your body like no tomorrow, but these words are so hot. These words are flammable. Words are so factual, and you turn me to that animal. I'm like a volcanic eruption and no malfunction. These are the type of words that you view, and these are the type of words that maybe you never knew. Maybe you never know the cause to make me go ahead and use my mouth to take off your drawers, and not enough words to tell you the freak in me, but in me the freak, the words with the technique. Not enough words. Maybe I'll run out, and I'm running out like a valley. Yes, down the alley, but it ain't enough words just to tell you everything I want to do to you. Mr. Automatic Charismatic, lyrical engine, till you get us in, I'm all in, pipe and dry.
Well, wow. No, Otto, you ain't listening. You went all in it. You want to lick it and stick it and take off the clothes with your mouth. I'm like, wait a minute now. It's time. It's the love zone tonight. It's a teetered on the rocks with them. But good, nice people.
That's what I was saying. Well, I said, you know what? I think people are so used to the erotic love zone. More than likely, they didn't read that it said the love zone. But it's okay. It's all right because, you know, it's love up in there and in the everything that he said. I was like, oh, my God.
I'm like,
oh, it was a dope piece, though, Otto. That was really, really a dope piece. I want to thank you for bringing that to us. Oh, man, you always do support every time. Appreciate that.
Thank you. That was a freestyle, too.
We know you can freestyle, but you are one of those people that can actually freestyle. I wish I could, but I get tongue-tied and stumble over my words, so it would just, the first time I mess up, I'll just forget the whole thing, you know. But for some, like such as yourself, it just flows easy. And I appreciate it. I really, really do. So what I'm going to do. Thank you. I'm going to send you on over there to the Love Lounge. You got Poetic is over there. For Real is over there. Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer is over there. Go on over there and holler at your brothers.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for coming through.
Anybody got a bottle of bub over here? Anybody got a bottle of bub?
Yeah, it's over there. It's over there.
I need a bottle of bub.
Okay, well, it's over there. We got bubbly, we got beer, we got everything you want to drink. Trust me.
Oh,
whatever.
I'm going to park this truck, okay? Because, I can't get no DWI. Now, I got to be on my best behavior. Got to be on my best behavior.
They don't need you on the road. All right, one love. One mic.
I love one mic.
One mic.
Diva.
Ooh, Diva.
You know what?
Yeah.
Only the males came in tonight. We've had all male presence tonight. Ooh.
Yeah, we did. And that's all right. It's all right. What I'm going to do, I'm going to play a song and then another station I identify here. And we don't have no more callers up in here. We can shut it down. So I'm going to do this.
Take away the big shirts, the tattoos, the sweatpants and veins. Okay, I don't wear no makeup, no purse in my hand. My resting bitch face is mistaken for the mean girl. But what if I told you there's nothing I want more in this world than somebody who loves me naked? Someone who never asked for love but knows how to take it. Are you that somebody who sees a wall and breaks it? Are you ready to fight just to see what's left behind my flaws? Can you love me naked? Yeah, yeah.
Completely naked with a person, not just physically, the outer appearance, with, you know, the mind, body, and spirit, you know, be completely naked. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Diva, we got another caller up in here, and I believe it is Mojave. Welcome to the Love Zone, Mojave. How you doing tonight? It's a Tuesday night.
Hello. Hello. I'm fresh off of a Zoom meeting with everybody else getting ready for tomorrow. And I am behind the eight ball, and it looks like I'm not getting any sleep till tomorrow when I get on some transportation and carry my happy ass.
Just be careful. I'm going to send some, you know, I'm always covering you in some white light, so you're going to be all right, and you will get some sleep eventually. That's what happens when you're a businessman and you got things going on, you know. Sleep kind of goes out the window, so I get it. I get it. Yeah. When you're successful, when you're headed for success, it ain't too much sleep that takes sleep. But it's all good. It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
Glad to have you up in here. Now, Diva, you want to ask the question of the evening?
Oh, absolutely. Mojave, what elements represent your love, ink?
My love, ink? Like written? Like written ink or soul ink?
Either or. Well, we're talking about the major elements, the earth, the fire, the wind, the water, and the heart.
let me go stump you. Thank you, Stumpy. I like to be stumped on stuff. Thank you. I appreciate it. No, literally, like, I've been rethinking everything lately. Like, I feel like sometimes we don't get enough love. Like, we just don't. Like, and with the passing of my brother, not to just put everything on that, but, like, I realized, like, sometimes I think he was really just upset with me because, like, I was free. I was free in a lot of ways that he was never able to be that way. Like, in a lot of ways, I was free to do whatever I felt like doing. And, you know, and I had this, and no matter how bad love got for me, I always managed to eke out and get some other love that was greater. Like, you know, bad wife, great kid. You know what I'm saying? This happened.
Mm-hmm.
And all this other stuff that's happened. So my thing is now it's like, I have to enjoy every moment that I have because this ends quickly.
Absolutely.
Nobody's promised, not promised anything else. So when I write, when we talk about the elements of writing, you know, mm-hmm. if we were to use love as the quintessential lens for all the elements that we put it through, you're going to travel through all of these elements. You know, you'd be like Avatar, The Last Airbender and shit. You're going to be going through all the different things that are happening because of what you want. But at the end of the day, you have to become mm-hmm. the love that you. And so anything that I put forth into my writing about love is not the love that I just wish for. It's the love that I'm moving towards so that love will move towards me. I am made, we are all made to love, full, complete, whole, to push everything else. You know, so when you love someone, like, you can tell, like, my love has to be connective. Like, it can't be this fleeting. It can't be, okay, this is based off of this, you know. I think I'm going to do the piece I wrote before, but I'm going to do this other piece when y'all ask me. But, you know, I've been in situations where I couldn't hear over my erection, you know. But now I hear me. I hear what my heart asks for. It's like my heart grows hands and wants to hold and hug and to reach out and to do things. So I find it easier to be transparent and free when I decide to love something, someone. You know, it's easier because it's what I want to give to myself. And the more that I love me, the more my capacity to love grows. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So
I like that.
I'm ready. You know, so that's my
like.
Ink. That's my part with that.
Okay. Okay. Now, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight?
Well, okay, all right. Let me read this piece. I'm not going to do any fanfare and stuff like that. I'm just going to read it. All right.
Mike's yours.
Find me waiting at the end of the yellow brick road, where rainbows blow charm, where rainbows blow charm pops for suckers because they are sweet. You, my treat, are confectionery sugar, the cavities that cape no smoke we vape, inhalation of midnight's grace. Plant this affection squarely on your face. It's getting late, and this Egyptian cotton has a cost that is only paid in the weight of your body. We scale, incomparable fine pale in comparison. Let my eyes taste the poetry that your body happens to be. Your groove, you are the soul that I've been waiting for. There's not a sunrise that would despise as long as you exist. The bliss of your kiss is how I subsist, to stay in my intent, never to relent, permissive with your consent. I'm given unto you to love. 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 Three times for as many as I do believe in you, for the past moving to my future. How I took you to heal in your heart, I suture, closing you off from pain, pushing off the remains, taking away the sorrow, replacing your heart valves with a better tomorrow. Speak love, I speak your name. And when I speak love, I speak in the blessed needs for change. I find your note and see that you have range. And it might feel strange to feel so much of my energy, only you dream that you can see me. But this is providence, and that is prophecy. Meet me at the corner of my fantasies, the boulevard of heart, street carved desire. This fire burns only for you. It warms only for you. So that's why I left off that. It's incomplete. I'm going to keep working on it.
All poems are incomplete. They're never complete. They're just paused. And that was beautiful. I love that. Oh, my God. When I, what did you say? When I speak love, I speak your name. Sheesh. Oh, my God. That right there just make you be like, it just make you melt into your damn self. You're like, I think he likes me, really likes me. That is beautiful. It is absolutely beautiful. I want you to, I'm not going to hold you too long because I know you're busy, but can you please tell everyone that you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio's universe?
Well, speaking of what's going on in the world of Epiphany Universe, which is going to be funny. This weekend, for me personally, this is the weekend of ES Weekend, Spoken Boogaloo, the Capitol, Drip Fest, this Saturday, Albany, New York, full drippage, Honey Drippers, Urban Gorilla Theater, many of the different people coming through, rocking out, doing the shit that they're supposed to do. It's going to be cool. I don't know if you know what happens when you put the full drippage on, but it's about to go down. We just came from rehearsal. We got everybody coming in here rocking. We got a couple of people from Epiphany coming. Zena's going to be there. It's going to be nice. We're going to be doing some things, live band led by TTT, good music. I haven't finished the video treatment yet, so they're probably going to shoot me and yell at me or whatever. So, well, we can't play this. I'm like, well, we can't play this. Anyway, he's like, yeah, we need 1080p. 1080 GPE. I was like, this is so oddly specific. Anyway, let me stop complaining. It's going to be a great show. We're going to have a great time. We're going to do all kinds of manners of things that are going on. And then the following Tuesday, it's supposed to be Fly Speak. It's supposed to be a crazy Fly Speak show. But I don't know if that's going to happen because it's supposed to be moving. I got to get out. But my new spot is going to be cool because I got a little room just to do whatever I got to do. And it's going to be nice. I got a little office. It's going to be good. And so I'll be able to actually sit down and produce things in the office. And then, from this point forward, like all the stuff that happens with Flash Speech, Honey Dripper 2.0, War Council is going to be outstandingly stupid, and I can't wait. Like, the next War Council is going to be it's going to be really dumb good because I'm working up treatments with Dawood and of course, Brother Wendell, because we've been on one. And so it's going to have some good conversations about it and everything else like that. So Epiphany Radio Universe stands to gain the benefit of some of this dope conversation we'll be having in the War Council and Fly Speech and everything else that's about to go down. So stay tuned. Yeah. Epiphany Radio Universe, the Starship, where Goldie Gold Reporters have been before for Real Entertainment Network. We encourage you to take your socks off. A busy thing, man.
Baby, baby, thank you, Harvey. I'm going to send you over here to the Love Lounge. You know, Poetic is over there. Joe the Verbal Mind X is over there. I think Pharrell might be sitting back for a second until he goes into work. And we got Automatic Charismatic over there. Go on over there, holler at your brothers. Thank you for coming through. One love,
one
mic.
One
love, one mic.
Yes, I see ya. I see ya. We got another host from Epiphany Radio. We're gonna bring us up in here. This is Queen Simmons. Hey Queen, how you doing tonight? Welcome to the Love Zone.
Hey Divas, how are you guys doing? I'm doing awesome.
Oh, that's awesome. Everybody's coming up in here with this beautiful energy. I don't know what's going on. Is it a full moon tonight? Because it was a crescent moon last night. I can't even see it right now. But I'm loving the energy that's coming up in here from everybody. It's awesome.
Oh, it's the Love Zone. You have to bring your black, your best. Everybody's, you know, bringing that little black dress energy to the Love Zone. You got to come up here grown and sexy, you know.
I absolutely agree, and I appreciate it so much. As I says, I appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Oh, man. So I'm going to ask you the question of the evening. What elements represent your love ink? And we're talking about elemental as the elements, the natural elements, the earth, the fire, the wind, the water, and the heart.
My love ink, what element? I would have to say the element of my birth sign, which is fire. I think that that element definitely represents it because I've noticed, and I was thinking about it the other day, like especially, you know, getting into writing more erotic poetry. It's like exploring this thing under the surface of myself that I never knew existed. And she is like fiery and she is, and I'm like, oh, you know, this is almost a different person. I call her Alpha Quantasia. That's what I used to call her. But now I know that she is. She is a part of me that, like, you know, is fiery and passionate and wants, like, you know, you want all the smoke. You want all those things that you kind of told yourself that you had to be denied for so long that it's just, like, embracing it and embracing the energy and trying to embrace it through, especially through my pen. Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's beautiful. Thank you. Well, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
I'm going to stand out the way, move off of the stage. I'm going to adjust the spotlight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay. I can't wait to hold you with both hands, to get a hold of you, to know you, like, to know you full, like, self-actualized moon. I want to plunge off the edge of every known wall in a free fall, hands sprawled in reckless abandon of all solid ground. I'd give anything to have you in my hands just now. Sir, if you please, pour into me. I'm on both knees. I await the chance to see you please with my mouth open, thighs slightly spread. My hands are tied behind my back, my breathless slightly as I breathe. I'm blindfolded and at your lead. I'm golden, oiled from head to toe. Where this night may go, I just don't know. the anticipation making my rivers flow, drip on the floor, anxious, waiting, breath baiting, open, hoping that you'd pour into me. Make me your masterpiece. Paint me in your trepidation. Let this body be your dominion. Do with it as you will. I submit to every desire you feel. Don't hold back. Conquer my shores. Sink into me. Explore the deep of my submission to being yours. Your goddess, your solace, your harlot, your whore, dominion so delicious it might give you insight. I'm talking that forehead kiss from the inside. Glide into my moonlight. Be ambitious like Icarus, king of flight till you set fire to the shit. Make desire your god. Take my chin in one hand, brace the other in my hair. Cover my tonsils and bruises. Fuck air, I don't care. Pour into me. Go as deep as your imagination, deep into my everlasting seas. My only objective is seeing you pleased, seized in the grips of what these lips would do if they got a hold of you. Tongue out, deep breath, daddy wants throat sex, so I'm trying to be the throat goat. My ego gets bigger when I suckle forth your orgasm and rivers inciting bodies to rigor. Please pour into me. I don't need to breathe. Choke me as you stroke me, straddle backwards on the seat. Slam into me as you whole body spasms. Growl out your carnal orgasm as you pour into me. I'm sopping wet. These are the moments you'll never forget. Changing states of matter, liquid, solid to liquid sex. You're wet, my wet, and a bed of sweat, but daddy ain't done yet. He decides to give me wings or... at least that's how it seems. I mean, look how far he pushed back my knees. Now my toes are pointed at the stars, my fullness in the air. He covers my pulsating puff pussy and passionate pecks of platitude. It's a power play. Push past my limits in ways that will improve my attitude for the rest of the day. So no, I can't wait to hold you with both hands. To let the fullness of you drip through my fingers like juicy, like ripe fruit. I'm in the mood to be subdued. Explore my fantasies till you're replete. I'm fully equipped to give you everything you need. So please, come here, pour into me.
Hey, Mr. P.
Well, well.
Lord. Okay.
I have a phone mark.
Can't wait to hold you with both hands pour into me. I'm not going to get into all that other stuff, but that was an amazing... I think I heard this once more, and it was amazing then. I mean, the throat goat. I'm like,
hey, I got stuck. I'm like, what?
Oh. Yeah, I ain't mad at you. I'm
sorry. I honestly just fell in here out of rehearsal, and I'm like, I clicked on my folder marked erotic poetry. And just take one, and I guess the spirit move.
It's all right. It's all right. I loved it. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Girl, I might have to talk to you about some ghostwriting. Shit.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think you're a brilliant poet, and your flow is amazing. It really is. That was absolutely awesome. My goodness. Woo, Diva, that's one of them pieces that you lay back, right? You put your arms and your hands behind your head, and you lay back, and you just, You just pick certain lines and be like,
okay.
Ooh. Yes. Yep.
I got two of those. And one of those and two of those.
Yes, 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 yes. Oh, man, awesome, awesome, awesome. All right, Diva. Yeah, well, it seems like you have, you know what, you done brought a whole lot of feminine energy up in here because we needed it, you know. It's kind of like a sausage fest. I want to hear with all this masculinity, you know. So you brought just enough for us to break that up a little bit and appreciate it. I really appreciate it. But I'm about to send you over there in a love lounge where there ain't nothing but masculinity in there. Okay, so keep your head up and do what, make it do what it do. Thank you, Diva.
One love, one night.
Wow. Awesome, awesome. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It is actually 10:34. Ladies and gentlemen, you have until 10:59 to get up in here and join us, be heard, share your beautiful, amazing poetry with us. Just join in. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please press that 1 to join us. I'm going to do another quick station ID, and then I'm going to open up this next caller's microphone. Hi, Diva.
All right.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio of the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town. This is Radio. Your number one hit station.
This is Sandy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Mm. Diva, you see who's up next? Mm.
I do. Yeah. I'm going to hold myself up in this chair, and I refuse the wilt. I refuse the milk. But let's see what happens.
We're going to see. Let's open his mic. Uh-huh. Ladies and gentlemen, we got ourselves J. Rob the Wise. Son, how you doing tonight? Welcome to the Love Zone. This is the Love Zone. This is the Love Zone.
I said good evening, lady. I didn't sing the song. I know normally I come in here and I'm like, no, you know, but I ain't do that.
Mrs.,
good evening.
How
Love
are you?
Pearl, very good evening.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Good evening to you. It is such a pleasure.
It's been a conclave of sugar dumpling poetry tonight.
It has been, hasn't it? My goodness, my goodness. You know what? Someone chose this beautiful, beautiful topic, and I think that just touched everybody. You know, you can get so much from dealing and thinking about the elements, you know?
Yes.
So I think my diva has a question to ask you.
Okay. I don't know if I got an answer, but I'll try.
We want to know what elements represent your love ink.
What elements represent my love ink? That's a damn good question. I never thought about it, to be honest with you. I wouldn't even know how to categorize it by
well, you
an
know
element,
what?
If you will.
I understand that because I, too, went about it a different way. Some, you could be thinking about earth, wind, fire, wind, you know, that way, or you can just make put up aspects of love, which is their elements, too. So whichever way you're going. It's all right.
I'll be honest. I'm stumped. I don't even know how to answer that question. Mm-hmm. I truly don't, because no one's ever asked me that kind of a question before. And I wouldn't know how to really answer it. I'm not an earth sign. I'm not a fire sign. I'm not a water sign. My zodiac deals with law and justice, so it's inanimate. So that's a pretty good question. I've never heard that before.
Mm-hmm.
And Unfortunately for me, I don't have an answer. I'm terribly sorry. I'm normally never stumped when it comes to a question, but unfortunately, I find myself stuck for a legitimate answer. I don't know how to.
Okay, that's all right. That's fine.
I can't say it's water. I can't say it's fire. I can't say it is what it is when it's at that point to be delivered. So it'd be dope to find out from the people, whoever heard it, what element they would give, whatever piece they heard.
Okay. Well, I'm going to stick to that as well. I'm going to ask some questions about that later on. But for now, I'd love to stand back out of the way and the spotlight on you, because whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
I got a spotlight on me. I feel special as fuck. This is dope. All right, cool. Placing the key in the car, I said to her, let me touch your erogenous zone. Let me touch your erogenous zones in this 50-mile-an-hour zone from the passenger side of forever, making all of you so slippery for me. Let me unbuckle your seatbelt. Car and cruise, let me explore your skin and let me expose your skin. Let me touch your skin under your skirt. Let me flirt with every bit of your naughty side. Letting my fingertips graze your pretty lips and play mature moisture games with your meticulous manicured cultured cuticles, with your most sensitive spot, and finding something soft like licorice that ends up being your crescendo clitoris, who knew that you was this ticklish. I mean, baby, please. Because I want you to teach me how to touch you. Teach me how to feel you. Teach me how to use my fingers on you and inside of you while I'm exploring you in that dark, fast lane we're still going in the zone, and the car still in cruise control. The dark side of the fast lane, along with the naughty interlude, interstate escapes as loud as you want. Please be all that. Because I'm never paying attention to the slight view from the driver next to you, baby, please. Close your eyes and focus on what I'm doing to you. Please be my personal a la mode until you explode and drip ecstasy down my manicured fingers, until I can replicate what I did with my fingers, with my tongue, and every single orifice that you've given me. Please let me be all this over and over and over again. Let me slide my fingers into the deepest part of your fantasy. Close your eyes and please don't worry about how loud it gets. Only two people is in the car when you yell huzzah. I want to continue to do this to you. I'm going to continue driving with one hand, paying attention to you while I grope you, touch you, squeeze you, pinch you, continue to slowly finger you into ecstasy. I need you to feel exactly what this is for me. Don't move my hand. Please place your hands behind your head. Let me slide my fingers deeper and deeper into you while my thumb touches your sensitive spot and my fingers rub the other spot. Let me feel exactly what it's like for you to shiver and explode. This can be my pie a la mode. I just want to touch you so a little bit more. Let's drive in the slow lane, so you can multiply that euphoric feeling of flush phantasms louder than you did before. I told you I love it when you scream. It's like when the entire moon goes huzzah. Sweetheart, I want to do a lot of things. And I love it when you come for me when I'm finger fucking with my car. Check it out. We just got to my house. What's next? Let me lick these fingers before I stop the engine. That's that piece.
No.
I'm not even sure okay. Oh, my goodness.
I got to check my painting draw. Oh, Lord. I'm like, goodness.
Be my alamode and explode. Stop playing. Wee. Yikes.
And
it's
doing
this like
this. Yes. I know, right? Boy, did you hear them noises? Wait a minute.
Yes, I did. Yes, you know.
Oh, my. That was absolutely delicious. I wasn't going to use that word tonight, but that is deserving of that word. Absolutely delicious.
Occasionally, I come up with something that makes sense for the show.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm. All your stuff makes sense, but this one right here is, ooh, Lord, heaven. That was delicious. And you know what? Can I be the first person to answer what you're going to put out there about letting people say what they believe your the element that represents your love pen? I'm going to give you a combination of air and water. Because the air, to me, it represents a freedom. When you feel like you're in a utopia, when you speak to the feminine side that you're talking to in your poetry, you are pretty much wanting the woman to be free with you. Let you see everything. And the water is just like it flows. This is what I get from your pen as far as the elements go.
I'll take that.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'll take it.
Oh, wait. Came up here and upset everything. I had to check myself. I was taking my shirt off. Okay, so before we let you get on up out of here, could you please let everyone know what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio Universe?
Ladies and everyone within the sound of my voice, join us tomorrow night, because tomorrow is the last Thursday of the month. And you know what that means. Freestyle Thursday. Down. J-Rob the Wise Son. Poetic. Poetic and J-Rob the Wise Son. Epiphany Radio, 9 p.m. Come through and spit whatever you've got in your arsenal. And let's have some fun with some poetry on a Thursday night. In some places it might be raining, in some places it might be chilly, but it's always going to be a hot night at the Get Down. So come through. Show us a little something, give us a little something, and let's just have a whole hell of a lot of fun doing it. I can't wait to see y'all. Peace and blessings, and I can't wait to hear what y'all got to say tomorrow night.
Thank you. I'm excited. Yeah. I'm going to send you over there to the Love Lounge. You got Poetic over there, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. You got Queen Simmons and Mr. Automatic Charismatic and Lee. I think Pharrell went on to work, but Mahavi's over there too. So give them all a holler. And thank you for coming through. One love.
Thank you so much.
One month.
Thank you for having me.
One love.
Mm-hmm. And one night.
Oh, wow. I'm going to try to fall for you tonight. I'm going to try.
Girl, I'm done. So this has been an amazing show, Diva.
Yes,
I have to tell you. Yeah. man, I'm left speechless, and you know that's a rarity for me. That never happens. I always got something to say, but that one right there, this last piece we heard was, woo, I'm trying to gather myself. Having issues with my legs. Trying to pop open. You got any closing words for us?
You know what? I sure do. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to thank each and every one of you who participated tonight and those who are listening, because it means a lot to us. So we thank you. Now, I want everybody to be kind to one another, all right? And y'all stay safe.
My sentiments, exactly. Thank you, everybody that came through for this amazing night of poetry. Y'all made it, oh, man, one hell of a night. I'm ever so grateful for you coming through, as always. And like my diva said, please be kind to yourself, always, because within you is where spirit resides, all right? I want y'all to be safe, be sensible, okay? Love and respect one another. And with that, I'm going to say peace. Take you out with this.